On the ground floor at the Belger Arts Center, tall ceramic totems with colorful drawings carved into the surface are lit like Japanese lanterns. Walk up the stairs or take the lift to the third floor, and there are early works from Don Reitz's student days, like a 1960s blue and green striped earthy punch bowl set, and a series from the 1980s, three large platters side by side. Gallery associate Mo Dickens.
We've done a lot of shows here, and I've seen an inscription from time to time, but I've never seen pieces inscribed like these are. So we have to walk around to the back of the platters to see what Don, what messages he sent to his sister and his niece. Can we go back there?
Look closely on the back of one platter, and there's a heart almost hidden behind a piece of metal propping it up. Mo Dickens reads some of the words.
Tomorrow this will just be an echo down a rusty railroad track. Hold tight, I'm coming, Uncle Don. Really dealt a bad hand.
So my narrative drawings are started before Sarah, but the Sarah series is very important. It was a healing series and a spiritual series.
In 1982, Don Reitz was in a truck accident, and he was told he wouldn't walk again. And while he was in the hospital, he learned his father had died.
And so I began revisiting my childhood in the hospital, making sketches. When I got better, I started drawing about my childhood, about showing off to Claire Matthews, riding my bicycle upside down.
His young niece Sarah sent him get-well cards with pictures, and then he learned she had cancer. He incorporated some of her images, tracing them into large platters of clay. There were messages of encouragement on the back.
Sarah one time said to me when she was getting better, then she said, Uncle Don, if you're such a great artist, how come you need my drawings a copy? I thought, wow. So I said, well, thank you, Sarah. She was saying, I am better. You're better. Let's both get on with our lives.
His niece Sarah is now in her 30s with three young kids, and Reitz has been a full-time studio artist since the mid-1980s, living on a ranch in Arizona and giving workshop demonstrations around the country.
My philosophy is the only constant we have in life is change. Without change, nothing happens. You can't be afraid to change, you see. Don't try to walk in somebody else's shoes. You're walking in your own shoes, and you have to discover who you are. So art for me is a discovery process. It's always been a discovery process about who I really am, you know, what I really believe in.
Wright says he still likes to work large, like his totems, crafted from huge clay pipes that return to storytelling and childlike imagery. But these days, he'll turn 83 in November. He gets a little help from studio assistants.
Your work changes because of your physical ability not to do something, but the attitude does not change. The reason for working does not change. You do not change in your heart and your mind.
Reitz plans to return to Kansas City to try something new, creating a print with Lawrence Lithography Workshop. Again, Belger Arts Center Gallery Associate Mo Dickens.
Don follows his own passion. He once said that he's never done anything and worried about whether it was going to sell or whether anybody would like it. He just makes what he wants to make. When I went to his studio last year, he came out to the driveway and said, "Welcome to my sandbox." He's still playing.
Laura Spencer, KCUR News.